Most of the roughly 500,000 people in jails across the country are eligible to vote in this election. But it's not easy for many of those incarcerated people to cast their ballots. The Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports on a Colorado effort that's starting to turn that around.
In a waiting room inside the Jefferson County Jail, in the foothills west of Denver, a handful of incarcerated people in gray jumpsuits are filling out paperwork to vote.
I don't know the deputy to let you know to the other room, right, man?
A sheriff's deputy brings them to check in with election volunteers.
He is good and eligible to vote.
Kyle Giddings looks at their case history and asks for their home addresses to see what ballots they should get.
Okay, this guy's good.
9 years ago, Giddings was behind bars in this very jail.
I dealt with addiction for years, and finally it all caught up to me.
It was the lead up to the 2016 election, and he was chatting with his pod mates.
And they just assumed they could never vote again. And it was kind of in that moment that I realized that this is work that needs to be done.
If you're convicted of a felony, the laws about when you can vote again vary by state. Many people in jail, though, are awaiting trial. They haven't been found guilty, or they're serving misdemeanor sentences, so they're still eligible. About 900 people in the Jefferson County Jail were allowed to vote in the 2022 midterms, but only three actually did.
Your first thing you don't think of when you're arrested is, oh, I better update my voter registration form to make sure I get my ballot mailed to me.
The protocols for voting differ in each jail. You might need to ask deputies to help request a ballot or even for permission to use a pen. So the organization Giddings works for, the Colorado Criminal Justice Reform Coalition, helped pass a state law this year to wipe away the barriers. As a result, all county jails in the state have to set up polling places for at least 6 hours.
Fire, Mr. Arnese, you're good to go, man.
In his pod, Jesus Rodriguez studied Colorado's information booklet on ballot measures, but he wasn't sure if he was eligible to cast a ballot, so he decided to find out.
Somebody was like, why don't you just go check?
Turns out he could, and he had never voted before.
I felt like my voice didn't matter because of the fact that I've been incarcerated multiple times. I've lived, you know, a hectic lifestyle.
And your name?
Jesus Rodriguez.
Election officials give Rodriguez his ballot. He sits down at a gray desk with partitions on both sides.
And I'll let you drop it in the box right there.
When he's done, he stuffs the ballot in a yellow bag.
Very good.
Yep. Thank you, guys.
He says he's proud he voted.
It made me feel really good to know that my opinion matters in this situation.
But not everyone was initially on board with this new jail voting system. Colorado's Sheriff's Association opposed it in the legislature. Sam Zordell, the chair, says the association wasn't trying to block anyone from voting.
We felt that it may create undue stress on certain agencies that didn't need it because they were probably already allowing inmates to vote.
Very few jails around the country hold in-person voting, but more states are working to remove barriers. A new law in Nevada requires jails to have a plan, and advocates in Arizona are helping people determine their eligibility. In the Jefferson County Jail, the efforts are making a big difference. More than 300 inmates have voted so far in this election. County Clerk Amanda Gonzalez oversees elections. She says this is progress compared to the three people who voted 2 years ago.
Our democracy is just so much stronger when we have everyone's voices.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.